USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When Congress returns from the Thanksgiving holiday, the ranking member of the House Intel Committee, California Republican Devin Nunes, says he plans to file a lawsuit against CNN and the Daily Beast for reporting he was working with Ukrainian leaders to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Nunes telling Fox it's the fake news story of the century. He says he will file two lawsuits, most likely in federal court. Meanwhile, in other developments, a federal judge ruling former White House counsel Don McGahn must testify on Capitol Hill. This ruling in response to a lawsuit filed by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee as the impeachment inquiry moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee when lawmakers return from the Thanksgiving break. That committee expected to draw up articles of impeachment against President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
In USA News for Your Health, pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause.
On a lighter note, it's starting to look a lot like Christmas in Washington, D.C.
Our Capitol Grounds and Arboretum team will spend the next several days decorating the tree with thousands of LED lights and hanging thousands of ornaments, handcrafted from recycled material by the children and other New Mexico communities.
The tree traveling from New Mexico to grace the Capitol Grounds is a 60-foot blue spruce. It weighs nearly 5 tons, and it's about 68 years old. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The two prison guards in New York City accused of being asleep at the wheel, napping, and surfing the internet instead of checking in on high-profile inmate Jeffrey Epstein have a trial date. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A trial date of April 20th, 2020 has been set for the two correctional officers charged in covering up their failure to check on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein before he allegedly hung himself in his jail cell. According to prosecutors, the two correctional officers failed to carry out their duties of checking on him and then falsely recorded that they had. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In USA Entertainment News, a popular South Korean singer and actress has died, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
K-pop icon Gu Hera was found dead at age 28, according to police in South Korea, less than 6 weeks after another female singing star from the Asian nation has died. An acquaintance discovered the former Kara singer's body in her home in Seoul around 6 p.m. Police and firefighters were notified. The singer was hospitalized in May after a suicide attempt, but had recently been trying to focus on her music and TV career. I'm Wendy King.
Investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up almost 191 points to close at 28,066, the NASDAQ up 112, the S&P 500 up 23 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.